The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank you, Lord, for this blessed day. We thank you for the gift of life in this new day. Today, O God, the 24th day of January 2023, in the year of our Lord, the 205th day of the year 2023, we are grateful. Father, we celebrate your goodness and mercy this morning. Lord, we say you are God and you are King. Unto you alone be all the glory. Unto you alone be all the worship. Unto you alone be all the adoration. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes. Power for today, resurrection power for today is coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. Let's just begin to thank the Lord. Let's just begin to hallow him and begin to speak in tongues and begin to declare the blood as you are led by the Spirit. Ipepe ito koro basi kalebo oto rabasta ibabali karato kalaba ita libu koto repapa ite kebayo koto kapa ita jebele kete kebaro koto kabrete e basu kete kebale libapa rakata kaba ite lebo sokoro basata Mahande ole ole karo sebrekete ke baroko tu apanta likoro takabo reproto kabarabo stike basho libapa itale kranto skataya ba etayaka brata kabara papa itale besekete ke baro libapa likete ke baroko tu kaba itale besekete.
Thank you, we thank you. We thank you, 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 we thank you can never be compared unto him. There is none. There is none. There is none. There is none. Receive all the glory, our Father, this morning. Watch over our lives, for protecting us through the night. For sending your angels to encamp around us. Yes, Lord, while we are asleep. Giving us life back, oh God, this morning. We say thank you. We say blessed be your holy name. The faithful are thou, God. For there is none like unto our God. There is none like him. There is none. Neither is there any rock like our God. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we celebrate you. Father, we magnify your holy name. Celebrate you for your faithfulness and love, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord. We bow before you. We celebrate you. We say, take your glory. No one will share your glory with you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name.
Glory, 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 glory. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Li papa rakata kabali kete kebara. Li papa rakata kabastu kabashu kutu kabali.
Your name is Jehovah.
We thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name.
We bless your name, O God. We exalt you and uplift you, O God. We enter your presence by the blood.
Yes, Lord.
We enter by the blood. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. Hallelujah, la bakara basata kaba. Ilebebe iteke baraka takaba. Iprokutura baba itakabo. Iprotukaba. Ilebebe iteke baroko tukaba italabasha. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We exalt you. We uplift you. We thank you for yet another day. We eulogize you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King.
We saturate our atmosphere with the blood and the Holy Ghost fire. Let your presence fill this place. Let your presence fill this place. Holy Spirit, take over. Lead us. Download the prayer points. Download the word of exaltation. Lead us this morning, for we are gathered under your feet. We are gathered under your feet. We are gathered under your feet.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome every one of us to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Koto Babi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys with Boja Worldwide and his team of Pascal and others under the media team of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church helping us. We are continuing to deploy the key of David. We deploy the key of David to unlock and lock, open and shut down. Deploying the key of David to unlock and lock, open and shut down. We are still deploying the key of David. There are testimonies that are coming. But then, like I said, some of the testimonies, they are not easy to be given freely. I don't know how to put it. They are real testimonies. Some of them are very personal. Some of them too, a process is going on. So we need to hold on a little bit. Some of them too are true. But the time is not the right time. So that is why when we say there are testimonies, but we are holding on, that is the meaning. This morning, once again, we want to emphasize on Revelation chapter 3 from verse 7 and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I'll write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. 30, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. I will tell you why I've read the long passage today. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, Revelation 4, 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was at it, was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. I read that again. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Amen.
Amen.
When you read Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 10 and 11, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. 11. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. This verse 11, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles. That is the wealth of the Gentiles. Beloved, Jesus said, he is the one holding the key of David. Jesus was saying these words to the church of Philadelphia. The name Philadelphia means the beloved of God, the friend of God. Friend of God. Friend of God. You know, this church is the only church that was never condemned. This church was rather commended of the Lord. So when Jesus spoke these words, he described himself, said, "These things says he that is holy." He described himself, said, "I am holy, he that is holy. He that is true. He that has the key of David." And you know what I'm reading? He that had the key of David are written in capital letters. Capital letters. Capital letters. Why these words written in capital letters? He that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. He said, he that has the key of David. The key of David is Jesus himself. The key of David is life. The key of David is a living key. Like I've been saying, things in the spiritual realm are not the same as they are with us here. You know, in natural way, we say a key is not a key that we use to open our doors, ignite our cars, our vehicles and other things, open padlocks and other things. That key is not the same when it in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, when the key is mentioned, it's a different thing completely. Everything in the spiritual realm has life. So when you go to heaven like this, rivers are singing, flowers are singing, trees are singing. Everything there produces life. Even here on earth, do you know that every element of creation, God has put life in it? The sun by day, the moon by night. The life God has put in the elements of creation, including the earth, to produce vegetation. That life is not to be worshipped. That life is to minister to God's people, is to serve God's people. Like the sun, yes, energy can be tapped from the sun to be a blessing to mankind. The earth is producing what? Vegetation. Yes, the earth produces food. We plant on it. So you see, the earth was created to be a blessing to mankind and to serve mankind. The sea, yes, the sea, yes, blows the wind onto the land, yes, and cool the system and the land and other things. Unfortunately, some people rather choose to worship these things instead of worshiping the Creator himself. So in the spiritual realm, the word key is a different thing. It's a living thing. It's a living thing. Yes, the word key is a living thing. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible also says that, yes, John heard a voice. And when he heard the voice, a door was open in heaven. And he heard a voice saying, come up, and I will show you the things that will happen after this. John was shown the things of the end times, the things of the end times. This morning, as we deploy the key of David to unlock and lock, to open and shut down, it is a real prayer. It is a real thing that we are declaring. It's a spiritual language. In the spirit, they understand what you mean by unlocking and locking, opening and shut down. In the spiritual realm, they understand what you mean. The spiritual understand. The spiritual understand what you mean by storehouse. The spiritual realm, it is understood what you mean by I cast out, I cast down, I open, I enter, I possess. The spiritual realm is more legalistic. Spiritual realm uses legal terms. Our enemy, our arch enemy, Satan, is the most legalistic person. Satan deals with us on legal ground. That is why first, before any good thing from God gets to you, you must be born again. You must come out of Satan's domain. Even if you are born again, you must be committed. You must be dedicated to the Lord. You shouldn't use God. No, you shouldn't be a user Christian. We have user Christians. They are just in the church. They are just using God. I'm telling you, they are there they want. They can be online right now. All they want is a miracle. All they want is a testimony. All they want is healing. All they want is deliverance. All they want is this. They are there just for their want, but they don't actually need God. We call them user Christians. User Christians. I want to be honest with you. God does not have time. He doesn't have time for user Christians. And even the devil doesn't trust them. In fact, user Christians are more inclined to the things of the world and the flesh than the things of God. User Christians are temporary. They are temporary. They are only thinking of today, 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 today. What they can get today, that is all. That is all. But we have loyal, bona fide children of God, Christians, who say to God, God, I worship you for who you are, for what you have done for me, for what you have done before, for who you are, for your power, for your ability. Lord, if it is in your perfect will for me to be the way I am, I accept it. I will still worship you. Yes, I tell you. But you see, anything that God hasn't given you grace for, it means that thing can change. For instance, there are things God has given us grace for. Your height, your complexion. God has given you grace for it. Yesterday, we attended a function. and I saw a man singing. And to be honest with you, I started shaking within me, even though I know that that is how God created the person. I am not too tall, but if you, I don't know my height, the man may just be a little taller to a little my knee. You didn't see the man? Oh, you see, while you were sitting, you didn't see. Look, it is only when you are in front that you see that a human being is standing there. A little taller, a little above my knee, not even to my waist. A little above my knee. I haven't seen him, honestly. And this man was part of the choir in the church singing. Goodness and mercy. When I was sitting down, let me tell you, you are feeling for that man. He doesn't feel like that. He is very, very, very okay and normal. What about this man without hands? Nicky something. Nicky, eh? Nick. Pastor Nick. You are just, you want to cry for Pastor Nick. Pastor Nick is very, very, very okay and normal. You see, when God himself fashion you like that, look, he grants you the grace to accept it. You don't even bother or worry about it. You may be passing and people may be looking at you, but it is nothing to you. My sister went for medical checkup in India and they wanted the lady pastor to come and help her. By that time, she was writing exams. And my sister was telling us that that particular town where the medical facility is, they haven't seen Africans before with the kind of hair she has. So people really come around. When people come, people stop and they are watching her. And she's surprised. So you see, anything that comes from God directly to you, look, if God has created you never to marry, never to have a child, you will be very, very much okay for it. You will be okay. You will not feel for a husband, a wife, a child. You will not. But any time, as long as that feeling is still there, as long as your desire for something is still there, it means that it is God who wants you to have it. That is how he created you. And you know, you must use the key of David. You must persevere. You must be consistent. You must not give up. This is where I completely disagree with serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. This is philosophy. These are just fine words. They are not biblical. They are not biblical. Otherwise, Hannah would have just remained and accept her condition of childlessness. Otherwise, in Hebrews chapter 11, when you read from verse 32, it says, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised." You see, through faith, they gained. The gain is the key of faith. They gain what was not promised. Who shut the mouth of lions, quench the fury of the flames? That is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And escape the edge of the sword, like Peter kept in prison and the church was praying for him. Whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies like David. 35. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. Like, these people would have accepted their condition. Hannah, Elizabeth, others, they would have accepted their condition. Because by the serenity prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So they cannot change their condition. So what you cannot change, it means just accept it. But Hannah said no. No. Rahel said no. No. Isaac prayed for Rebecca, for a child. Jacob prayed for Rahel, for a child. Yes. Sarah was barren. Sarah did not accept her condition. Beloved, we must persevere. I was telling somebody yesterday that only God can help you. And so seek God alone. I am telling you, if God does not intervene, forget it. Do everything in your power to get closer to God and to know God for yourself. Beloved people of God, let us stop chasing people and develop ourselves to know God for ourselves. We still need people, oh, yes, like you are listening to me, you are following. I am a channel and a vessel. I've made myself available unto God. Yesterday, when I was praying, around 1:30 a.m., the Lord started teaching me about the value of the soul. This morning, 1:30 a.m. to 3 a.m., the Lord was teaching me the value of the soul. I learned a lot. Look, God values the soul more than gold. In His entire creation, God, our soul must have it. We have living soul and dead soul. A living soul is a soul that is born again. A living soul is a soul that carries the nature of God. And so the moment you are born again and you carry the nature of God, you are like God. You are like what? God. You are to mimic God. Ephesians 5:1. Dearly beloved children of God, be imitators of your Father. We are to imitate God. We are to mimic God. So you study the Bible, and the way God acted, you also act like that. We are to call things into being. We are not to mention the things that are the wrong things that are happening to us. We should just call the right thing that we want to see. Like God did in Genesis chapter 1. Let there be light. Light appear. Or like the original language God spoke. Light be. Light be. So so and so be. So so and so be. Yes. We are to mimic God. We are not just to accept things as they are. Don't accept the status quo, the way things are in your family, in your marriage. Oh, as for my husband, that's how he is. Oh, as for my wife, that's how she is. Oh, as for this child, that there is something controlling the person. The fallen nature is what has made that person like that. The fallen nature is what has made the person like that. Yes. The fallen nature is what has made the person that way. But we have conditioned ourselves to accept it. Yes, like the serenity prayer. Give me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. Who says that God cannot change man? Who says that God cannot change woman? Who says that God cannot change situations? God is not a man. Oh. God was not created. He is self-existing. Yes. God is God. God is God. And Satan or the devil is not equal to God. In fact, God and Satan, they are not on the same plane. They are not opposite. So that God is light, Satan is darkness, even though it's like it is not. Satan was an angel called Lucifer. The devil was a created angel called Lucifer. It is angels who deal with Satan. God doesn't deal with him. It's angels and us. God has given you and I power in Christ, only in Christ, to resist him, to stop him. So resist barrenness, resist unproductivity, resist singleness, resist loneliness, and keep on commanding and calling that which should be there to appear whilst you are faithful and committed. Wednesday, I will give more insight about the Shunammite woman, the message for yesterday, for the impartation. The thing is so deep. The Bible is too deep. I've read that portion several times and preached. But the things that are coming, beloved, like one of the prophets who visited the birthday and God started speaking to him said, find your own method to success. Find your own method to success in the house of God. And God expanded it to me. See, carve your own path unto greatness. Carve your own path unto greatness. Build your own altar. Yes. Turn everything you are doing into covenant and altar. Turn it. Yes. Let it be as if you are the only one. That if I don't go and sweep there, the place cannot be swept. Now, do you know, last week, some of the things the Lord was teaching me. Let me just give you one and then we pray. There are a lot of things that God wants to teach us. And I don't know when I'll have time to share them all. But I tell you, a lot. To open our eyes. You know, the entrance of thy word giveth us light. Do you know that one of the keys to victory is revelation? My people are destroyed for what? lack of what? Knowledge. What is hidden from you can destroy you. But what is open to you can save you. What you don't know can destroy you. And what you know can save you. When you are going to eat, and then you have seen that they put poison in this food, will you eat?
No.
When they lift a bottle and tell you that this is poison, and you have seen that this is poison, will you go near it?
No.
But when you don't know that this thing is poison, you can easily eat or drink and die. So what you know can save you, and what you don't know, what is hidden from you, can destroy you. Many Christians are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Even some of them are being destroyed by men of God who are not interpreting the Bible well, who are interpreting the Bible in their own way. Yes. Who are misleading. And in fact, people who call themselves men of God, we are even destroyed more than the devil. I'm telling you, we are destroyed more than the devil. That is why when you go to church, everything your pastor is preaching, please search it in the Bible. Where is the verse? As you are listening now, compare it with the Bible. Has the Bible said this? Has the Bible said this? And then if you haven't found any direct this thing from the Bible, ask the Holy Spirit. He is the teacher. Holy Spirit, can you please confirm what the servant of God is preaching? Can you confirm it to me? That's what I've been doing. And I tell you that some of the scriptures, that the, how the Holy Spirit will connect the thing. Oh my God, it's so interesting. It's so interesting. It's so interesting. It's so interesting. Look, turn your relationship with God into a covenant, into an altar. God taught me something that I had to give him a special offering. He said, what is it that God is looking for that he can find it only in you? Only in you. Only in you. Do you know why God mentioned some people's names? David, a man after my own heart. No one in the Bible, look at the Psalms, has worshipped God more than David. So when God is looking for worship, where is David? Where is David? Now, do you think that you human being, the person who supplies you what you need all the time, will you wait for the person to die? Will you easily kill the person? You protect the person. You preserve the person. I am telling you. So make yourself the person from whom God can get what he doesn't get from anywhere. That was one of my philosophy at Deliverance Assemblies of God. That my personal life, that when you come closer to me, you get what you don't get from anywhere. From anywhere. So that when you lose me also, you know that you have lost something. Make yourself like that to God. And God was telling me, I should look to the Bible. All the great people in the Bible, they built an altar. They were in covenant. They built an altar. They were in covenant. Don't just be a user Christian. A Christian who is just going to church. What is it that God is looking for that he can find it only in you? God will make sure that even when it has decreed that everyone in this town should die, you alone, God will save you. Look at what David said. David said, can the grave worship you? Grave cannot worship you. Death cannot worship you. God said, it is true. Only David I can get this from. Look at Moses. In Numbers 12, God said, look, if there is any prophet among you, I reveal myself to the prophet in dreams and whatever, visions. But with Moses, I speak face to face. Face to face. Face to face. Face to face. My God. Look at Enoch. Enoch walked with God 360 years. In fact, Papa Adeboye has been describing it like this. He said they were so close. They were walking. The conversation was so deep. It was so interesting. The two of them were enjoying. God would speak. Enoch would speak. And then God would laugh. And then, oh, as they were going. In fact, they were about to enter into the kingdom, into heaven. God couldn't separate himself from Enoch. He just said, Enoch, just let's go. Yes. There are some points in that. Don't tell me that, hey, we have a long way to go. You can. Once Christ is in you and the Holy Spirit is in you, decide your mind. Decide. Think about it. Decide. Be willing. Begin to decide. And let me tell you, put some little action daily before you realize you are getting there. You are getting there. I've been saying, look, if God should decree that the whole Accra, death, everybody should die, I am the last to die. Because let me tell you, the things I do for God, the things I tell him, I mean, no one knows. Look, there is a place where no one knows. Only God knows. Your heart. The kind of heart you have. Only God knows. The kind of heart. And God blesses you by your heart, or he disciplines you by your heart. I'm telling you, your heart, your spiritual heart is where the spirit, the God dwells. And that is what influences your soul. And your soul also influences the members of your body, your hand, your mouth to talk, your eyes to see. And so God either blesses you from your heart or disciplines what is hidden there. Beloved, we thank God for the key of David. We are still deploying the key of David to unlock and lock, open and shut. We are shutting down gates. We shut down gates into our atmosphere. With the key of David, we enter into the storehouse of the enemy to retrieve whatever the enemy has stolen and kept there. Let's begin to thank God right now. Let's thank God for the key of David.
Let's thank God
for the revelation.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
We thank you, Father. We bless your name.
Your word has been said. To empower us to lift our faith, Lord,
we thank you, Father. We bless your name, O God.
We exalt
you. We uplift you, Father.
Morning,
we say, Lord, you
are
God.
We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word.
We thank you for the revelation of God that you've given unto us, O God.
We thank you, Father, for your word. Your word encourages and lifts our faith up.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Before we pray, the Holy Spirit said, I should just remind you of this. Any situation in your life that keeps on occurring, even though you are praying and doing everything, calm down. God is using that situation to teach you a lesson. A lesson you haven't learned yet. The moment you learn it, it will change. Supposing your wife is some kind of way, God may be using your wife's attitude to develop in you a certain heart. God may be using your husband's attitude to develop in you a certain heart. God may be using your boss's attitude to develop in you a certain heart. So whilst we are praying for a change and luck, whatever, you should also ask God, is there any lesson for me to learn from this? What lessons do you want me to learn? Oh Lord, let me learn. Let me learn. What lessons do you want me to learn? What are you teaching me? What? That's why the Bible says that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. Look, yes, even if it's the devil, human beings are channels. Even if it's the devil using your husband or your wife or your boss or anyone, even in that, whilst you are praying and binding and commanding the devil to cease using that person, binding that spirit, that person is still a schoolmaster. God is using that person to still teach you. I'm telling you, God is using that situation to develop something in you. Yes. But all that God doesn't want us to do is that just to sit down like the serenity prayer. Once we cannot change it, let it be. There are many things we have attributed to God that is not God. It's not God. It's not God. We've attributed it to God. And Sarah was barren. And so was barren. Why didn't they attribute it to God? They did not attribute it to God. Because God is not barren. Let me give you a key. God is not barren. What God is not, you shouldn't be. What is not in God, you should not be. Because you have prayed, and that sickness is not going. The doctors cannot find what is happening. You have taken like a thorn in your flesh because God gave Paul a thorn in the flesh. No, no. You are not Saul. You are not Saul. You are different. God was dealing with Paul or Saul in a different way. So when we persevere in prayer, and then we turn our relationship with God into a covenant and an altar, we are persevering in the things that we should do and serve the Lord, I am telling you, things will change. And let me tell you the last warning. Be careful who you align yourself with. Please, be careful whom you have given your ears to. Never entertain anybody who talks bad about your pastor or the church. Don't entertain it. Never entertain it. Don't entertain. God was telling me certain things, eh? Oh, some things I have worried about with people. Some things that have happened to people and I hit my head. I say, I take back the heat. I remove the heat that I hit my head. I remove that hand. That hand that hit my head. I remove it. I take it back. If I were to know this, I would have even been laughing. God was telling me, somebody has given his ears to somebody who is giving the person wrong information about the pastor, wrong information about the church. That is why that thing happened to you. That is why you suffered that thing. Because you've aligned yourself to falsehood without finding it. Why is it that many negative things will not happen to us? Why is it that our doors will not remain shut? God is making my work so easy. This 60th year, I tell you, after the level of the things God is teaching me, He is helping me to just relax. Relax. Relax, my servant. You are doing your bit. Your bit. You are doing your bit. Is it your bit? Relax, relax, relax. It is the people. Just preach, teach them, and leave it. Sometimes I can't sleep. Sometimes the lady pastor, I've been watching her. Lord, this person, Lord, why? Lord, this, why? When you go into the people's lives, what you will see, what they will demonstrate to you, the characters they will demonstrate. So because of this person, I'm not sleeping. Beloved, check yourself and stop blaming people and stop following people. Every miracle and testimony is at your doorstep. It is already possible. It is already with you. And let me tell you how to pray. Command what your wife should be. Command what your husband should be. Command what your boss should be. Talk like God. Don't say what is there. Why is that this man is persecuting? Don't bring the word persecute. Let this man love me. Mr. So-and-so, you must like me. You must accept me. Yes, my husband, you must love me. My wife, you must be so-and-so wife. And then you will see. From now, we are praying. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
I shut down the gates of hell in my life.
I shut down the gates of the devil, the gates of the enemy.
I shut them down. Any gate that the enemy is using to attack me, to operate in any way in my life. I shut down. I shut down. I shut down. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut down.
The gate. The gate.
Of the devil.
Of the devil.
In my marriage.
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 In my home.
In my home.
In my home.
In my home.
In my husband's life.
In my husband's life.
In my wife's life.
In my wife's life.
In my children's life.
In my children's life.
I shut down.
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 With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut down.
I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I shut down the gate of the enemy in my marriage. I Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut down.
The gate.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
In my career. In my business.
In my work.
In my investment.
At
my workplace.
In my office.
With the key of David.
I shut down. Yes, O Lord. I shut down. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say any human being that has become a gate of the enemy.
Any human being that has become a gate for the enemy
in my life.
Any human being that has become a gate.
Let me explain. Look, human beings are channels. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Look, human beings are gateways. Human beings are channels.
Yes.
And like I was saying, some people have given their ears to certain people who call themselves prophetess. They are no longer in the church. Who call themselves so and so. God was telling me, and God showed me something. Go here. Physically, online, and I saw something. I say, wow. So people are connected like that.
Yes.
So why are you crying? Look, please examine whom you are giving your ear to. The spirit in people. People can become gateways to rob you. To rob you of your blessings. To be giving you false information. Fake information. That sounds good. Sounds religious. Yes. Fake dreams. I know somebody. I wish I can warn deliverance people not to have anything to do with that person, but I will not. I will not. The person is no longer with us. I will not. Fake. Fake. Manufactures dreams. Manufacture prophecies. Fake. We should examine the spirit speaking to people. As I am speaking right now, examine me. Examine what spirit is speaking through this man. Holy Spirit, are you the one speaking through this man? God, are you the one speaking through this man? Wednesday, I will tell you something. Let's continue. Say, any human being.
Any human being.
That has become a gateway.
That has become a gateway.
For the enemy.
For the enemy.
In my life.
In my life.
I shut down.
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 Any human being.
Any human being.
That has become a gateway.
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 That has become a gateway. Knowing to me,
gateway,
unknown to me,
any human being
that is a gateway,
that is a gateway
for the enemy
in my life,
I shut down,
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 I shut down.
I sat down.
I sat down.
With the King of David.
I sat down.
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 In the Papa
Kabaya Kata Kabaya, the Papa
is taken by ya, the Papa
Rakata
Kabaya Kata Kabaya,
the Papa
Lekete Kabaraka Kabaya,
the Papa
Lakata Kabaya Kata,
the
Papa Lekete Kabara,
I shut you down,
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 any voice.
Any voice.
Any voice.
I'm giving my ear to.
I'm giving my
any
ear
voice.
To. Any voice.
I'm giving my ears to.
I'm giving my ears
which
to.
Is the gateway.
Which is the gateway.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
In my life.
In my life.
Any voice.
Any voice.
I'm giving my ears
I'm giving
to.
My ears
which is, has become
which
the gateway.
Become the gateway.
Which has become the gateway.
Which has become the gateway.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
To rob me.
To rob me.
To frustrate me.
To frustrate me.
To delay me.
To delay me.
To steal from me.
To steal from
to
me.
To steal from me.
To steal from me.
To destroy me.
To destroy me.
Any voice. I'm giving myself.
I've given my attention to.
That has become a gateway.
That has become a gateway
for the enemy.
For the enemy.
I shut that voice down.
I shut that voice down.
With the key of David.
I shut that voice down.
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 I shut that voice down. Those negative voices in my ears.
In my ears.
I shut them down.
With the King of David.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
Those negative thoughts.
Those negative thoughts.
Those negative
in my mind.
With the King of David. I shut them down.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
When God wants to bless you, somebody should write it down. When God wants to bless you, there are three things he does. Number one, he will give you a message. A particular word will be coming. Any network you go to, that message will pop up from your pastor. He will use other men of God to confirm what your pastor has preached. Even Sunday school, a word will come. That message is your message. That's the realm where you are. Don't neglect that. You open your Bible, you are reading. Something will pop up about that thing. God blesses with a word. A word will come with a voice. Then number two, God will raise a shepherd. A voice. God will give you a shepherd. God will give you what? A shepherd. God will give you a shepherd. Number three, God will order your steps to a place. A place. A place. So three things. A word, a shepherd, a place. In the same way, when the devil wants to destroy you, he will give you a message. He will give you somebody that you so trust that will be giving you negative information. You think the person likes you. That church, that pastor, so, so and so, that brother, that sister, please, anybody around you who speaks like that, separate yourself from the person. I beg you. And anything you are hearing, go to God in prayer and hear for yourself. Like I met this lady somewhere among people who knelt down. I didn't say anything. Father, forgive me. I say what? Father, forgive me. Papa, forgive me. I was talking, Papa, Pastor, please forgive me, forgive me. I just left. I listened to this person. When the person led me to, I left. But later, I got to know that the person was fake and false. And now, I have regretted. God is prompting me to come back. But I asked the person, one day, I'm not saying come back, oh, but just pass by. Come and stand at the car park. And then come to the door and stand there and watch and go back. When you are not there, people are there. Even better people. Now, better people are there. In fact, people are, they are now better than, in fact, God has raised better people than you. So, I am not saying I want you. If you want to come back, come. But I am just saying this. For you to be free, either to obey God or to remain. Or to remain. Please. When the devil also wants to destroy you, he gives you a message, a thought. He gives you somebody, a messenger. Then he also directs you to a place. The same way. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Unknowing to me.
Unknowing to me.
I have given my attention to.
I have given my attention to.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I disconnect.
I disconnect.
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 You know, the Lord said I should tell you this. Distraction and then infiltration. Write it down. The devil will use those voices and those people to distract you. And then he infiltrates your life. He enters into your life. He has finished you. Once he made you to believe something that is not true, once you have been able to secure your ear and your thoughts. You have given it to him. He has infiltrated. Now you are ready for distraction. You begin to experience things that you shouldn't have experienced, like people are experiencing. Yes. You begin to suffer things that you shouldn't have suffered. He will put that voice in you to cut you off from your source, to cut you off from the truth, to put enmity between you and your real source. Yes. To put enmity between you and your pastor, put enmity between you and the church where God has planted you. Put enmity. He has finished you. He cuts you off like that to destroy you. So he used people to distract you. D-I-S-T-R-A-C-T. Distract. Turn your mind off and then enters you. Cut you off. Even the day the person stands there, you shut down. But that is a person that God has given you according to your destiny journey. That person is needed in your life. That is a person that God has given to become part of your story. But the enemy will do everything. Please give your ears to the Holy Spirit, to the word of God. Discern other voices. Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in
have
heaven,
mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And forgive me.
And forgive
anyone
me.
Anyone I've given my attention
I have
to.
Given my attention
my
to.
Ears to.
My ears to.
That has distracted
that
me.
That has distracted me.
From your ways.
From your ways.
That has distracted
that
me.
That has distracted me.
I shut down.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We want to pray just one person. Say, with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I take back.
I take back.
I retrieve.
I retrieve.
Any blessing of mine.
Any blessing of mine.
In the camp of the devil.
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 With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I invade.
I invade.
The storehouse.
The storehouse.
Of the devil.
Of the devil.
I invade.
I invade.
The storehouse.
The storehouse.
Of the devil.
Of the devil.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I invade.
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 The storehouse
of the devil.
I invade.
I invade.
The storehouse
of the devil.
Of the devil.
I invade.
I invade.
The storehouse
of the devil.
Of the
devil. I invade.
I invade.
The storehouse
of the devil.
Of the devil.
And I take back.
I take back.
I take back.
I take.
I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I possess.
I possess
anything of mine.
Anything of mine
in the storehouse
of the devil.
Of the devil.
The key of David.
I take it back.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I open.
I open.
The gateway.
The gateway.
Of blessings.
Of blessings.
In my life.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Into my life.
In this nation.
Yes, in this
where
nation.
I am.
Where I am.
In this city.
Yes, in
where
this city.
I am.
Where I am.
In this village.
In this village.
Where I am.
Where I am.
In this town.
In this
where
town.
I am.
Where
in
I
this
am.
Region,
in this
where
region,
I am,
where I
in
am,
this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
where I am,
where I am,
with the key of David,
the key of
I,
David
open
I open
the gate of blessing,
the gate of blessing,
the gate of blessing,
the gate of success,
the gate of
the
success,
gate of greatness,
the gate of
the
greatness,
gate of fulfillment,
the, great,
the gate of financial blessings,
the gate of financial
economic blessings,
economic
career blessings,
career blessings,
in this
nation,
in this nation,
in this city,
where I live, yes,
in this town,
in this town,
in this town,
in this village,
in this village,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
in this region,
in this
with the key of
David, with the key of
open,
David,
I open. In Jesus' mighty name. Say with
Amen.
The key of David.
With the key of David.
Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I open the heart.
I open the heart.
Human heart.
Human heart.
Any heart.
Any heart.
That should be a blessing to
that
me.
That should be a blessing
with
to me.
With the key of David.
With the key of
I
David.
I open.
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 The heart of my husband.
The heart of my husband.
The heart of my wife.
The heart of my
boss. The heart of my boss.
The heart of my
boss. I open. I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open. With the key of David.
I open.
I open. I open.
I open.
I open. I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open.
I open. I open, I open,
I open,
I open, I open,
yes,
I open, I open,
I open, I open.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Wednesday, I'll tell you more. Friday, I'll tell you more. This week is our youth week. So, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, we are celebrating the youth from Deliverance Assemblies of God. So, let us make time. I want us to continue to pray. The advice I'll give you is that Christianity is individualistic. You are not going to heaven with anybody. You are going alone. Train yourself. We need one another. There are still genuine prophets and prophetess in the church. There are genuine people. I'm telling you, genuine, genuine people. But you see, in every genuine thing, there are also fake. Let us watch ourselves, watch our ways, watch our alignments, so that we don't suffer unnecessarily.
May the Lord bless you.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And when the roll is called among those who have testimonies, your name and my name
shall never be missed.
In Jesus' mighty name, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.